Hi, guys, and welcome to Keep Hope Alive podcast. Boy, do we have a show for you. I have Roderick Rod, he goes by Jeter, here with us. He is a best-selling author, TED speaker, and a couples coach. Well, you know what, Rod? I've been in the wedding industry for over, well, I knew at age 14, I'm 46 now, that I wanted to be a wedding planner and I wanted to help couples out. So I've been in the industry for quite a long time, but I really can't count age 14. Maybe like 17 hospitality into it, but helping couples is great. So we are going to be diving into what you do and learning all about you, but before we get started, I got a wedding question to ask you. How many weddings have you been to, let's say, in the past 20 years?
Zero. Just mine.
Okay, well, that counts as one. So my next question for you is, when you are going as a guest to a wedding, and let's say you're walking through the church doors, usually there's something there for the guest to sign. What is that one thing called?
Guest book.
Yay! Yes, definitely. Guest book. So one of our sponsors here is lifeonrecord.com. And what they do, instead of having a guest book, they provide a vintage rotary phone that your guests can come and pick up and leave a message. It could be like, congratulations, you two, on your wedding. Many years of happiness. Oh, love you.
Oh, that's cool.
Or you get the groomsman going, dude, it's about time you finally put a ring on her finger. Let's go have fun. Let's have a great party. You guys are going to be married for a long, long time, dude. You know, so there, click. But right next to the phone, they have a QR code. And in case your guests want to take out their mobile device and scan it, they can leave a message for the couple before or after the wedding. So the couple gets to keep this phone number, not the phone, unfortunately. You got to send that back. But they get to keep it for a year, and their plans only start $99, which is really good. So once all this I call it the gift of voice, is collected, they can either burn it on a 12-inch vinyl record with the album being customized with their name, or a keepsake speaker boombox, I call it, wow. And they can listen to it. I love it. It's just great. But not only weddings. You can use this for family reunions, anniversaries, proms, whatever it may be. I even say funerals. So, I mean, there's many options you can definitely use their service for. So to find out more information about them, go visit www.lifeonrecord.com.
That's pretty cool.
All right. Huh? Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It is. I love it. My daughter, she's going to be having a baby shower in 2 months. And I actually got to contact them because I would like our guests to wish her new baby girl coming in the world. So I'm very excited. I'm going to be, hopefully, I don't want to be called grandma. Like, look at my face. I don't call grandma. I want to be called Gigi, something fun. So, but yeah, bringing in a little girl is always fun. A lot of cute clothes and expenses go with that, right?
Right.
Got to start saving now. So definitely. So my one question right now is, who is Rod?
Well, Nadine, what I do is I help people get what they want out of their spouse without arguing and fussing in just minutes. That's the bottom line. I help them get what they want without arguing and fussing. Can I tell you how I got started with this?
Yeah, so, I'm really interested right now.
Probably about 19 years or so ago, I met a wonderful woman, and a little while later, we got married. But after being married for about 10 years, Nadine, I wanted out. I wanted a divorce. And, you know, I think I was going through some depression, but she hadn't really done anything to make me want a divorce. She, you know, hadn't caught her lying or cheating or poisoning my food. I always add that in there. None of that stuff. But she agreed to go to marriage counseling. So we went to marriage counseling. And the first 4 weeks, Nadine, they were assessing us to see if we were suitable for counseling. So on the fifth week, they said, yes, you guys are suitable for counseling. And they were going to give us another 8 to 12 weeks of therapy. Well, on that fifth week, we were kicked out of counseling. It was my fault. I was being stubborn. You know, I didn't want to do this exercise that the therapist wanted us to do. Anyway, we got kicked out of counseling. So a couple of days later, I was looking at my beautiful wife, and I was like, Lord, if I'm going to stay in this relationship, I need to see some progress right now. And so I started working on something because I want to help other couples not go through what I feel like me and my wife had experienced. Not just the therapy, but just over the last couple of years. Well, as I was doing that, I realized that I didn't have any real problems with my wife. And if we could have been able to resolve our disagreements as they occurred, I wouldn't be in the predicament that I was in. So what I did was work on something, and I think God just blessed me with it to help couples resolve their disagreements just one at a time. And it just works every time. And I call that couples coaching with instant results, because I've helped couples who've had disagreements for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. On average, the issues are resolved in less than 26 minutes. To me, that's pretty instant.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
That is really good. Instead of holding a grudge and running away from the problem, a lot of people tend to do that. And, you know, there's work to be done when you're in a relationship. Not everything is going to come easy. And, you know, hey, guys, look at me. I'm spin proof, been married 3 times, didn't work out. I don't mind throwing myself under the bus here, but I've had trauma in my life, and I started to call myself the runaway, you know, wedding planner, whatever. I just don't want to get married. I'm scared of it. And if there was a big red flag problem, I'm alert, you know, but with like, I had to learn more about myself. And now that I'm in my 40s, I've grown up. I have done that. I have learned what I want. I have set boundaries for myself. And when I started dating, and dating is not fun in the 40s, because, you know, we're grown up and we know this, that we're not going to tolerate certain things, and where communication comes into play. You got to be open and honest and understand that you guys are going to agree to disagree so many times, but don't run fast unless it's something major. But if it's not, you know, work on it.
I like to say agreeing to disagree is a problem, because to me, that's just an issue that's being swept under the rug. One person still has a problem, or maybe both of them. They just kind of agree not to talk about it. But what I created was a game, and it's called Why Be Angry? And with this game, the whole objective is to come to an agreement. It's the kind of game where you can't win by yourself. The relationship has to win, or you both lose. So you're on the same side. Your spouse isn't the problem. The issue is the problem. You and your spouse are going to work together to resolve this issue. And so, if no matter how small the issue is, if you are actually able to resolve it, then you don't have to agree to disagree. Because I think when you agree to disagree, the problem happens again later, or the situation may come up again later, and it just keeps picking at one of the people in the marriage, and issue will just keep coming back up. So unfortunately, it just works every time when people follow the rules of the game.
Of the game, I like it. Anything that's a game, bring it on.
Right. So games are good. You know, it's if you imagine, it is about communication. All it really does is it provides the structure to allow couples to communicate clearly so that they can resolve their disagreements quickly. But as you can imagine, if a wife says to a husband, Bob, we need to talk, his defenses are going to go up right away. But if she said, hey, honey, let's play Why Be Angry, then, you know, the attitude is going to be totally different when they sit down to talk about whatever the issue is. That's one of the.
I like that. That is a good way to open. It's like the icebreaker of we need to talk about certain things, but you can make it fun. It's game night. And, you know, sort of be like, uh-oh, here we go. I'm in trouble. What am I in trouble for?
You know, some people, I think a lot of guys more than women have been a little afraid to play the game because they think it's going to bring up a bunch of drama and or a bunch of mess from the past. But it just doesn't do that. It really takes all the negative emotions out of the conversation. That's one of the things that people say, the reason why they think it works, because it removes the negative emotions from the conversation. And, you know, if you go to my YouTube channel, Why Be Angry, and that's the letter Y, the letter B, A-N-G-R-Y. And you see tons of couples playing the game to resolve an issue, and you'll see them laughing. There's nothing in the game that's funny, okay? They're only laughing at what the other person said or what they've said themselves. And as you can imagine, that doesn't happen when you're having a heated conversation to try to get what you want out of your partner. You understand?
Yeah.
So when people are feeling better, they're more resourceful. And it just works.
That is so good. I want to hear one of the questions.
So, the game is the same for everyone. There's really only two cards in the game. There's a this one issue card. That's because the couple first has to agree on one issue to resolve. Just one.
Oh.
I'm not going to be arguing with you or fussing at you about how you cook while at the same time you fussing at me about what the front yard looks like. We agree to, if that's our roles, we agree to talk about just one issue. That's one of the things that helps. We're focusing on just one thing. Now, once we agree to focus on one thing, we then will write down one reason. Let's say, I like to use example. Let's say you want to buy a new car. You're sick of the car we have. So we agree to talk about that. We have to take that issue and convert it into a yes or no question. So that would be, should we buy a new car? Yes or no? You believe it's yes, I believe it's no. Okay, that's our disagreement. So now what we're going to do is we'll take this one detail cards, and you'll write one detail or one reason on this card why we should buy a car, why the answer is yes. If you have another one, let's say your first one is, this car is broken down 3 times in the last 2 months. And then let's say if you have another detail, which is this car is ugly, you write that on a different card. And maybe on a third card, you're right, this car is 40 years old. Okay, we'll just stop at 3. But if you have 5, 6, or 7, you'll use a card for each detail. Me, I don't want to buy a car. My answer is no. So I have to write down details to support my no position. One card may say, my grandfather gave me this car. Another one may say, if this car breaks, I can fix it. And another one might be, we can't afford it. So you had 3 and I had 3. Again, it doesn't matter how many, but it was a total of 6. But what you would do now is you would take your 3 cards and you would rank them in order of how relevant they are, how important it is to the should we buy a new car issue, with 10 being most relevant. So probably this car is broken down 3 times in the last 2 months would be your 10. And then the car being ugly might be an 8 to you, and it being old might be a 6 to you. Well, for me, my granddad giving me this car might be a 9 to me, and being able to fix it might be a 7 to me. And us not being able to afford the car may not be a big deal, so I might make that a 3. So we're going to take all 6 of our cards, and now we're going to stack them in order of how important they are, with the most important card on top. So, and then we're going to take the top card, whoever it is, it happened to be yours. You'll tell me what you wrote and how important it is. So what we're doing now is we've already agreed to focus on one issue. Should we buy a new car? That issue is made up of 6 details. And now we're going to drill down and just focus on one detail at a time. Because, you know, if you had three issues and three details and I had three details and you're throwing your three at me and I'm throwing my three at you, we still have chaos, right?
Yeah.
So we're just going to focus on one, which is this car's broken down three times in the last 2 months. And you said that was a 10 to you. Now, the next two steps are the most important steps. Here, I have to repeat back to you what I believe you mean in my own words and follow that with, is that right? What that does, it allows you to feel heard, finally. And when I do respond to you, I can respond to what you actually mean, not something I thought you meant. Okay? So, I'll say something like, so this car's broken down three times in the last 2 months, and you're embarrassed by that. Is that right? And you'll say, no. Then I'll say, well, so, okay, I have to get a yes. I have to make sure I understand you before we try to continue the conversation. So this car's broken down three times in the last 2 months, so you don't feel safe. Is that right? And you'll say, yes. Okay. So the next step, I have to say whether this detail is or is not true. And I'm going to say, that detail is not true. As you can imagine, Nadine, it's hard for a couple to agree on an issue when they don't even agree on the details of the issue. So when I'm coaching a couple and somebody says, no, that's not true, I always believe that, okay, if they can get the facts together, they're going to be all right. Because I believe if two reasonable people have the same data in their heads, they'll come up with the same reasonable conclusion if they're reasonable.
That's compatible. Good.
Okay. So then the next step, there are only 14 steps in this game.
Okay. Oh, okay, cool.
You'll do some of it and I'll do some. You'll do the ones on one side of the page and I do the ones on the other side of the page. And they have little numbers on them so we know who has to do what. So the next step, step seven, I have to say how relevant this detail is to me, that you don't feel safe with the car breaking down three times in the last 2 months. And I'm going to say that's a 10, which kind of validates your feelings. Okay. And keeps us on the same page. Now, another important step is step eight. Here, I have to write down a response to what you've said before I say it. What this does, it slows the communication down. Give me a chance to think. Also gives you a chance to think. So we aren't coming back with quick emotional responses. Okay. And, you know, it's going to make
that's good.
It's going to make sure I don't say something that you might consider stupid.
No. That sounds good.
Yeah. No, I mean, writing it down first keeps me from saying something that you might consider stupid. That's what I mean. Okay. So I'm going to say something like, I don't feel like I said it's not true because you ran over a nail and got a flat tire. You could do that in a brand new car, but I didn't realize you felt unsafe. Okay. So steps 9 and 10 are on your side. And that's just like steps 4 and 5, the most important steps in the game. Here, Nadine, you have to repeat back to me what you believe I mean in your own words and ask me, is that right? You'll do that and we'll get a good understanding. Now, where we at now is, I understood what you said and you understood what I said. So now we can actually have a conversation with us both understanding our viewpoints so far. So step 11 is a focused discussion debate section. Now we talk about what we understand each other mean to mean. And I'll say, well, honey, I know the car is broken down a couple of times, but I thought as long as I came and picked you up and fixed it, everything was fine. I mean, I'm a man. I'm never worried about it, but I can understand how you feel safe. And you might say something like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get in the car from the grocery store and it's even going to start or not. And I don't want to be stuck on the side of the freeway. And you can keep that car, your granddad's car. We just need a dependable car for me. So once we're done talking, the next step, step 12, I have to say, and it's all here, I have to say what I took from this interaction, anything I learned. And ideally, I'll start with, I feel better because. So I'm going to say, I feel better because now I understand why you're stressed about this car. And then step 13, you'll do the same thing. You'll say, I feel better because I feel heard. That's what ladies say more often. I feel heard.
I feel heard. Yep.
Then step 14, the last step, has two parts. One, we have to agree, was there any progress with this one card? And we'll agree, yes, most likely. And the second part is, was there enough progress to resolve this issue? And Nadine, the vast majority of the time, the couple settles the issue on the first card. They can have 12 or 13 cards, but they settle the issue on the first card. And that happens because, one, we talked about the most important issue first, the most important detail of the issue first. So you can imagine if you came in the house, I'm sick of this ugly car. And I said something like, I told you I'm going to paint the car. And then you said, well, it's old. And I'll say, it's my granddad's car. I told you I'm not getting rid of the car. And then you just walked away. And then tomorrow you came back and said, this car's broken down 3 times in the last 2 months. And now I'm going to feel nagged because I thought we settled it yesterday. But, you know, again, if we tackle the most important part first, your main concern, then all the other little things kind of don't matter usually. Okay. Because once I said, you know what, I didn't realize you felt unsafe. And you said, you can keep this car. We just have to get me a car I feel safe in. We settled it. So no need even talking about the other things. So, and that's why most of these issues are resolved in less than 26 minutes, because we focus on one thing, one issue, and then we focus on the big detail, the most important detail of that issue. And it just works.
That is very true. You're taking me back in a time. It was last year. Yeah, maybe a year and a half ago, I had to get a new car too. You know, it was like, but we didn't have time. I would have loved to play that game. But I know I was sold a lemon, and I was going to Oklahoma and they were calling for snow. It was New Year's Day and I wanted to go get my son and bring him home. So my dad, who lives in Shawnee, is like, I don't want to go out. I go, I'll just drive to Shawnee, go get him, come back. You know, so stubborn little me driving. My car broke down on the road going into Ardmore. It's New Year's Day. Somebody going to help me? Yeah, there was somebody who did come out and help me. Unfortunately, the part that he said I needed, he put it in there. I got down the road about 40 minutes in and it broke down again.
Wow.
But this time I had to call a tow truck and take it from Oklahoma down to Texas and just drop it off. But then and there, it became a conversation about the car. But we were both in agreement right away. We need to trade this baby in and get another car. And I go, I've never had a problem with a Subaru Outback. I'd rather have that. You know, let's look for those cars. You know, it's good to carry my equipment in. It's a good family vehicle. You know, these are the reasons I like it. But having that open communication and being prior to talk about these things, and it's not an emergency situation like mine was, it's good to work on these things. You know, if we could just, you know, also expenses, or if I lost a job and finding a new job, what can we do to bring extra income? We need to create some of those games too. So
look, the game is the same for every issue. If you go to the YouTube channel, you'll see the most common one that I've recorded is, should she initiate sex more often? But so there's a more sex section. There's a finances and big purchases section. There is raising kids section. There's communication. There's just a few different sections. And all you have to do is find what section your issue might be in. And the person can watch some videos and hear what their spouse or partner might be thinking, or it might give you a way to talk to your partner. But ideally, you just sit down to play the game, and it'll just, you know, when I first started this, a few times I sat down with a person, and the first thing I say is, hey, we have to agree on one issue to resolve. And several times couples have said an issue, and I had to say to myself, oh man, I don't know if this is going to work, but it works every time. And now I would just bet my right arm. You know, I always tell a couple of issues that always come to mind is this one couple, they were about to be married and they had four kids. And so their issue was, should we spank the kids? So not a big deal. But the guy, he said he grew up getting his tail whooped by his mama. And she did not believe in sparing the rod. But the lady, she said they never got spankings in her house. The thing that got me really concerned was all four kids were the ladies. So I was like, oh man, how are they going to settle this? You know?
Yeah.
I said, how is he going to spank, you know, her kids? Anyway, but they settled it right away. I had one couple where I went, they were in Georgia, and the guy stepped out for a second on the patio, and the lady said, I know what we ought to play. She said, well, no need us talking about that. And I said, well, what is it? She said, no need talking about it. We've been fighting about it for 10 years. I said, you know what? I always tell myself, and they headed the marriage ministry at their church.
Mm-hmm.
I said, look, I said to myself a few times, I don't know if they can resolve it, but it just works every time. She said, well, they're in Georgia. He said, he's been working in North Carolina for 10 and a half years. But every time this issue comes up, it's a big fight. So the guy came in and I told him, you know, we have to agree to focus on one issue. And I said, your wife mentioned something about you working in North Carolina. He said, okay, we can talk about that. And they settled it in just minutes, in no time. This thing
they've been
fighting about all these years. It just works every time because it allows people to feel heard and it takes all the emotion out. Nobody feels attacked. So no one has to defend themselves. You know, it's just, that's why I think I was blessed with it, because I couldn't just come up with it by myself. It just works every time. I was in Philadelphia for Thanksgiving, and this guy invited me on his talk show, and he was skeptical about whether it would work or not. I said, hey, invite a couple on the show. We'll demonstrate it right on the show. So he did. And look, I told them, you guys have to agree on one issue to resolve. And the lady says, should your mom live with us? And I was like, oh, the guy's
boy, that's a big one.
My guy's like, my mom is homeless and I'm the oldest son. And I was like, oh my goodness. But they knocked it right out. It works every time. It always comes down to communication and how you say things, and the way the game is set up is it just doesn't allow you to get off track. Well, let me take that back. When I sit down with people to coach them, I'm like I never have a dog in the fight. I'm like a referee. I'm just there to make sure they follow the rules of the game. So sometimes I have to say, wait a minute, we're not on step 8, we're just on step 4. And sometimes I have to say, like the one I did, I was in Ohio during the eclipse, and I coached a couple through the game. Theirs was, what was theirs? Should he follow through with what I've asked him to do, which has been a problem for 20 years. And at one point, the guy just wanted to say, well, first let me, in the middle of the game, well, first let me talk. And I had to say, wait, no, you have to stay on step 11. Stay focused on this detail. But besides that, they did really well. And the game just works. Let me say one more thing. Actually, two more things.
Okay.
The day before the Super Bowl week, this one lady contacted me, and she's been bending my ear back for like 2 years. So I just picked up the phone and called her, and she finally agreed to go through my program. So I went and sat with her husband, and we resolved 9 issues in less than 12 hours. We started in like 9:30 in the morning. We were done by like 8:30 or something like that. But that included them taking me to lunch and driving me around town, showing me the leftovers of Hurricane Iona, something that came through there a year or two ago. The first issue I was concerned about was, does he drink too much? She said that had been a problem for about 25 years, as long as they've been together. And the last one was, should we split the bills 50-50? She said that had been a problem for like 9 years, because she's been carrying all the weight since 2015. So,
oh boy,
this thing, it just works. And it doesn't have to be a spouse. It can be couples. There's just three main ground rules. One, you have to want the relationship. Remember, it's not the kind of game you can win by yourself. The relationship has to win or you both lose. Two, you have to be honest about whatever you're agreeing to talk about. You know, if you're going to be honest or forthcoming, then no amount of counseling is going to help. And the third thing is, you have to be able to count to 14. Okay. So that you can just follow these steps. Just a few weekends ago, a lady called me, and she had been on the outs with her son for about 10 years. Okay. And he had her blocked on his phone. And Christmas this year, I guess through his brother, he told her that he wished she was dead. So I was like, uh-oh. But anyway, they sat down. When I sat with them, he started off by calling her Tasha. He was calling her by her first name.
And oh, wow.
That was hurting me. He's 27 years old. He wasn't calling her mom. He was just saying Tasha. And I think he was just doing that on purpose. But halfway through, he started calling her mom again. And when the day was over, they left. They parted ways with I love you and hugs. Now, I'm talking to her on the phone. I'm talking to her on her phone while she's driving back home. And she said, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I said, what? She says, he just texted me. He must have unblocked me. I said, well, I don't know how that works. You might have to text them back to see if, you know,
he
gets it. And she said, oh, my God, he texted me back. And he ended up texting her, I love you. Have a safe trip or something, like have a safe drive. But she was so excited about that. We talked for like an hour, and like every 10 minutes, I'm not kidding, Nadine, every 10 minutes she would say, did I tell you my son texted me? Did I tell you he texted me? she was just so excited that she's in communication with him again. And, you know, they were able to resolve these issues, that it was just so cool.
Yeah, that is really cool, especially when there is a separation between parents and kids, you know. Yeah. That is when you can come to that common bound of, you know, being able to talk to them about what's bugging you, you know, and they're actually listening and hearing, and they can take it on their part to work on it themselves, then it stands ground. There is a basis to work on a model of going, okay, you know. And I think when you go to like therapy sessions or counseling, they'll talk about that too, but I feel that your game is out there. Like, no, these are going to be the, you know, 1 through 14. We're going to get through this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that is going to take this huge weight off of them. They're going to be able to breathe again with your game.
Yeah.
And
I call it couples coaching with instant results, because you get, you know, you don't have to wait for 8 weeks to see some results. You're going to resolve an issue right now, today. In probably less than a half hour. You know, I tell people now that, because I've heard it a couple of times. So now I tell people I'm the best in the world at what I do. And it's mainly because nobody else is doing it. You know what I'm saying? I help people resolve their issues, and I teach them how to do that just amongst themselves. So they don't have to complain to their girlfriend or best friend or go sit in therapy. I mean, there's still a need for therapists, but this surface stuff you can handle yourself. And I say let the therapist handle the deep down daddy issues or alcohol or that kind of stuff. But if there's something you just can't get your spouse to do for you, or you know, you've told them 100 times already, then that's what I'm here for. That's what the game is here for. The lady in where we did the 9 issues that day, after doing the 4th issue, she says, I don't get it. I'm not saying anything now. I haven't said 100 times before. And I said, well, April, he's hearing you now. And she said, well, I'm not saying anything different. And she's kind of frustrated about it. But I said, look, April, you have to understand that if you're telling him something for the 50th time, you're probably not saying it with the same tone and attitude as you said it the first or second time. And he probably feels that in his defenses are going up. Or if you're saying, telling him something for the 20th time, even though he may need to be told again because him or you guys haven't fixed it, he might feel nagged. So his defenses are going up. But you know, when you sit down, you agree to sit down. One, let me back up. One of the reasons why the game worked is because we have each other's attention. If I'm in the middle of the football game and my wife comes in, I'm sick of this car. And I'll say, all right, we talked about the car and I'm not buying a new car and I just want to get back to the game. You understand?
I'm not
listening to you right now, but if we're agreeing to sit down and play a game and we're just sitting here face to face to each other and agree to talk about it, then you have my undivided attention and I can hear you and I can actually empathize with what you're saying instead of feeling like you're inconsiderate for interrupting me in the middle of the game and all this stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Can't interrupt a football game, I'm telling you
that. In those
commercials. Oh my gosh. Do what?
In those halftime commercials for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's like halftime. You have time to spend with me. You don't have to watch the halftime. We'll work on this together and play the game and get some food and drinks, hopefully. So, but you know, I think, you know, especially to say before go to bed, don't go to bed or angry or have a lot of weight on your head that you haven't talked about out of the day. Something that me and my boyfriend did, we talk about like, hey, how was your day? Well, it was good for this reason. If it was bad, it was for this reason. What can we do different, you know, to bring out? So we're learning each other, but we did decide to move in together. So now we get to play the whole game of how are the financials going to work? You know, it's like, okay, I hear you. It's always that I hear you. I'm working on that. Let me get settled, you know, and everything. But, you know, coming together and working together as a team and understanding and taking the initiative to show that you're going through the process and being there and going, hey, I did A, B, C, D, E today. Hopefully it will lead to something, you know, so all that fun stuff. Now, really quick, Rod, I want to see just a quick break. Have you seen these on Facebook? They're called snap bands. Have you seen those yet?
It disappeared.
One of them says before. Hope and one says faith.
Those are nice. Those are really nice.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So I'm going to tell you really quick a little bit about snap bands. So the world is a stressful place for everyone with work, school, relationships, health issues, finances, the nightly news. There's anxiety every day. Negative thoughts can keep popping into our head over and over again. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy of anyone loving me. Bad things always happen to me. If you ever have these types of thoughts, you're not alone. More than 40 million Americans are diagnosed with an anxiety disorder. Anxieties, worries, and fears can stop you from finding inner peace and achieving your true potential. You deserve to live your best life. Finally, there's an amazing new bracelet called Snap Bands that was invented to help you reduce anxiety, control OCD, and calm stress. Snap Bands are cognitive behavioral therapy tools based on proven brain neuroscience. And the way Snap Bands works is amazing. So I'm going to kind of show it. Snap Band bracelets look like a stylish piece of jewelry on your wrist, but its unique design actually hides a secret elastic band that sits right on your inner wrist, which is a pressure point for your brain's nervous system. When you give the elastic a light tug, you feel a very gentle, soft vibration on your inner wrist. And a gentle physical sensation is all you need to reduce anxiety. And here's why. Did you know that the human brain can only deal with one emergency at a time? Well, whenever you feel an unwanted negative thought in your head, gently snap the elastic on your inner wrist, and it forces your brain to focus on the gentle physical sensation you feel, which instantly disrupts an unwanted negative thought from your brain. Now, this gives you the freedom to reset your mind with a positive mental focus. The mantra words on your Snap Vans bracelets help you to refocus and reset. So there are 7 different mantra words. Faith is new. Now, if you want ever to order a Faith bracelet, there's a promo code for that. And it's KHA. Keep hope alive. This will get you your faith band, and you can get it in any color. But the 7 different mantra words that they have for the bracelet are believe, blessing, dream, fearless, hope, love, and peace. So you just choose the mantra that resonates most powerfully with you. And after you've snapped, use your mantra word immediately to reset your positive mental focus with a mantra expression like, I believe in myself. Now, I did mine at the hospital. I believe in you, nurse. You're going to find a vein right away. And I hope you do. So I'm using all those words. I got some faith. Where you can say, I am a blessing. I am fearless. I will always have hope. We all know the terrible stigma in America that's associated with mental health. So the best part of Snap Vans is that you can calm your anxiety anytime you need without drawing any attention, and it's stigma-free. Snap Vans comes in a lot of beautiful different colors. They're comfortable. You can wear the bracelet all day long. They are waterproof, so you can even wear your Snap Vans while doing dishes or taking a shower. Even swimming. I already swam with one. They're made with a premium vegan leather, which is attractive and adorable. So, and the colors, let me tell you about the colors really quick. I call the business line like grays, browns, whites. I did say beige. So they have black. And then for the fun colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink. So, and you can get those with any of those mantras. To help you. I've had mine on for 2.5 months so far. And whether it's at church or I feel overwhelmed or even like an anxiety attack maybe happen, I'll just kind of fidget and just pull the little string and go do it. And it helps me. It really does help me reset that thought process. So it really does help out. So to find out more information about Snap Vans, you could visit their website, and just remember, what you buy, they donate a portion of every sale to a leading mental health organization to snap out of the stigma. Visit them at www.snapvans.com. It is spelled out as SnapVans.com. So, and you're helping making the world a better place by getting one. So I love mine. I love it when I'm at church because the pastor is like, we're going to talk about hope and faith today. And I'm just like, yeah, we're right on cue. Hope and faith. You know, I love it. So, but definitely they're great. So Rod, tell me about it. Like, you got this game and it's on YouTube, I'm hearing, but can you buy this game from you?
Yes. If they go to ybangry.com, ybangry.com, they can get the game there. They can get the book there. And if they need they feel like they need personal service, they can reach me there too. I also want to encourage your viewers, near the top, there's a link that they can click for 3 free tips. If they click that link, just give me the email address. I will send them a short video that will show them how to resolve disagreements without arguing. Okay.
Okay, that's good. And I know with our website at www.keephopealivepodcast.com, I have a storefront and I can connect it to your website. So if they want to come and purchase the game and or get the book, they can do that as well. So I'll add that on as well. So, but Yeah, I'm like ready to bring it on. I'm in a new relationship. It was funny because when we started, and this is a true statement, you know how churches, they, before you say I do, they always have a class like that before you get married. And I was like, they need a class before you say you're a girlfriend. You know what to expect, you know, let's bring it on. What can couples expect in today's world? How to make communication better and be heard with each other so you don't go running away from each other. Love is love and hold on to love.
I say people should play Why Be Angry before they make a commitment, because it'll help you, it'll show you whether you're compatible to the other person or not. If you
Yes.
can't, if you have people that have issues for 30 and 40 and 20 years, able to resolve them, if you meet someone and you still, and it's fresh and you're still seeing them through rose-colored lenses, and if you can't win the game, then you're probably not compatible.
Yeah.
You're just not. Because
It's
it's
a luck of a straw. You never know. And what is it? There was a movie, Leap of Faith, I think, is just one of those movies. And then Hope Floats, I watched for the first time with Sandra Bullock. You know, those kind of tell the story. You gotta find yourself, know what you want. Also, when you go into that relationship, your game is going to be able to help see the whole other side too. I want to use it for my relationship too now. Like I want to sit there and do this. So I'm going to be purchasing from you soon too. I want to definitely find a better way to communicate with a loved one so I can be heard, he can be heard, and just go from there. So
The
no
players,
shortfalls.
the players, well, I believe that in most couples, one person is going to be more articulate or more dominant or aggressive than the other, and they're more likely to get their points across more, leaving the other person sweeping stuff under the rug or just holding on to things. But this really levels the playing field, because if I say something, you have to make sure you understood what I said. And I just don't, if you didn't, I just don't have to say yes. I could just keep saying no until we're on the same page. So it really levels the
Gotcha.
playing field to where we both understand what each other means. And I think that's a big reason why it works. I've recorded some couples who feel like they are good communicators. They think their spouse is the problem. Communication isn't the issue. In those same couples, though, when it comes time to say, "So what you're saying to me is that right?" They'll have to do that step four, five, six times maybe. And
Yeah.
you don't get that benefit when you're having a heated conversation. You get to do it when you're sitting down playing the game. You get to make sure you understand what your partner is saying. So, you might articulate well, but maybe you don't listen too well or have empathy, or maybe the assumptions you have in your head make you misinterpret what your partner was saying. So there's just so many reasons why it worked. And I wasn't even thinking about many of them when I put this together. My master's degree is in software engineering. I don't have any, any real therapy training or anything like that.
Yeah.
So, and I say that to say that if a regular guy can put something like this together, then it's real likely, I think, that regular couples can benefit from it,
Yeah.
without a therapist, and doing 16 weeks and all this stuff. If you've got something you're
That's
trying to
really
get at,
cool.
or
Be
something you're
look
trying to
at you.
solve, just play the game.
Exactly. Like I grew up knowing I wanted to be a certified wedding planner, photographer, help couples, and that was still it. But when I needed a full-time job, I found myself working for AC companies, bathroom remodels, gutters, sunshade, you name it. It's like, where did this, even commercial cleaning, I've been operations manager. I never knew this side of me would have a passion for that too. But it's so funny. I find myself going, okay, I want to be back in the event industry. It's so fun. It's outgoing. It's who I am. I shine the best when I'm in that, going out there, networking, doing open houses, right, or bridal shows. It's just very fun. I love it. And talking to the couples and seeing their happy, joyous moments. So, and deciding to pick up my camera again, that has been a big step in this past couple of weeks. I'm taking on a couple new photo shoots, so for senior pictures. So I'm going to get myself back in the swing of things. But that is really good. One thing, you said you had a book. Can you tell us more about your book?
Well, the book, it talks about, how I come through all of this stuff. And it kind of explains to people how to play the game step by step. It's in writing and gives them examples. It's not a big book. It's a short book. And, I think that it's only 60 something pages, but I think that's good too. That shows you how simple and easy it is.
Yeah.
To resolve your disagreements and get what you want out of your spouse.
Oh, that's cool.
It just works every time. I'm still amazed. I still get amazed though.
I can see the passion and the joy it brings you that you're able to create this. And it brings me happiness sitting here hearing your story and what you've accomplished, because that brings joy to my heart, knowing that you can help so many people out there.
Yeah. In my TED talk, I said, if people were able to resolve their disagreements quickly, more couples would stay together. The divorce rate would drop. We have less kids growing up in single parent homes. And with that, we can decrease teenage pregnancy and high school dropout rates and teenage drug abuse and gang affiliation and incarceration, And I also said, I believe if people are happy at home, they'll go to work happier. Consequently, I believe the quickest way to reduce stress in the workplace is to reduce the amount of stress your employees bring to work. So if this guy's comes to work stressed, maybe because he didn't get any this morning or last night, and now he's sexually harassing your other employees, it could be a quick fix to just let him fix what's bothering him at home. Now I'm hoping to change the world one couple at a time.
Yeah, it's going to come all together, definitely. Yeah. So in the future, do you see any other kind of games being developed or new books coming out from you?
I thought I would have another one out by December of last year, but that didn't happen. I've just been so bogged down with this stuff. Right now, I'm working on a phone app, a mobile app, so that people can play the game and be coached through it at the same time without me actually being there. And it'll be cheaper than me having to be there. So I've
been helping
people one time. So I'm hoping that'll be done, Nadine, in a couple of weeks. Maybe by the time this airs, it might be finished.
there you go. Well, gosh, I want to say thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your story and sharing the game and sharing how it's helped different couples, get through some struggles, everyday struggles. And I love the concept of the different categories that they can choose and work on. And it's not like, even though it is about 26 minutes long, but still, it's something that you'll learn from and it'll kind of carry on to the next day and you're processing it. So even though 26 minutes, I think it's going to have a week effect to bring that energy and learn from your spouse what you have learned about them and make those decisions around it,
I think 26 minutes is a good thing. I have people that have been fighting over stuff for 40 years and they're able to resolve it in less than 26 minutes, so when an issue comes up or something you disagree about, or you're trying to get something from your partner, just sit down and play the game, and it'll help you get that.
Yep.
You're not talking about it 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years from now, you know? So it takes longer than 26 minutes to get to a therapist or to file for benefits and all this stuff, you know?
I hear you on that, definitely. So I'm excited just to get the things up on the website to show them. And when I do post it, our social media stuff, mm-hmm. it will be on there to click on the links and get to you as well. Now, guys, remember, when you're watching Keep Hope Alive, if you have any questions for Rod, you can call 833-780-HOPE, which is, I believe, 4673. But you can leave him a message and I'll send it right over to him and make sure he answers it for you too as well. But definitely, I wanted to quickly thank our other sponsors also who make Keep Hope Alive afloat and here possible. As I mentioned before, we had lifeonrecord.com, your interactive guest book for your special events where you can pick up that beautiful vintage rotary phone and leave a message. They'll burn those messages on a 12-inch vinyl record or a boombox. Or keep saying speaker boombox. So check them out. Our next one we talked about was snapbands.com, where you can snap out the stigma and try to get all the OCD, anxiety, even PTSD away. And it has a neuroscience proven to help that. They come in many different colors, many different sayings. As this one says, hope and faith. Remember, the promo code if you want faith is KHA. Keep hope alive. So that way they will know it's coming from you. Definitely. Our next one is Ogden Ventures LLC. Marcus Ogden is a former football player. He is a best-selling author now and a podcaster himself. He talks the talk and he's strong at what he does. He's an amazing guy. So check him out at And I'm going to spell this too, MarcusOgden.com, but it's MarcusOgden.com. So check out his information. We also have BridalShowsInc.com. If you are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area planning a special event, they host about 5 to 6 trade shows out of the year where you can go meet different vendors, look at their showcase, get the prices, or set up an appointment. Then they have samples of food or drinks out there and a lovely fashion show for all the new dresses for the year and stuff. And it's really fun to go to. Our next one is milesandsmilesevents.com. It's Deborah Rose. I met her in person. She's amazing. So, and she also has a podcast on our episodes here. So, but definitely she, her background is private detective, you know, but she does handwriting analysis and lipstick reading. And I was like, yeah, in my head, I'm stubborn. There's no way she's going to get me. No, she got me, the whole staff I worked with. She was accurate. I've seen her in action. I think if I was at her events that she does, even though there's other entertainment, I would not want to go. I wouldn't want to watch everybody go through and see what she does because she's that amazing. So I want you to check her out. Our next one is Bryce Harney at www.brycemagic.com. You might have seen him on TV last year. I don't know if he's had any spots this year yet, but he is a magician and mind mentalist reader. He does big corporate events and also church events, so he can fix it into the sermon and stuff. His magic and his reading, oh my gosh, it's amazing. I tell people, go to YouTube, look up Bryce Harney, or go to the website at brycemagic.com and see all those tricks he can do. Our next one is richmondpunch.net. Richmond graduated from the Juilliard's top honors. He's been in the event industry for over 30 years, and he's a violinist. He's performed in front of 1 million people before, had 2 spots on Lifetime shows for the background of doing violin music. He does travel a lot. It's usually Atlanta area or here in Dallas, and he is on tour. So I will always post on my Facebook where he's going to be at. So in case you want to hear him play, it's wonderful. Our last one that we have is tkhairsalon.com. So they are in Texas too. If you're a guy, girl, children, they do all kinds of cuts, styles, coloring, perms, get the gray hair out. Yeah, I'm just looking at my hair. I'm going to go back pretty soon. So they'll do facial and everything. They are so friendly, good at what they do. Visit them at www.tkhairsalon.com. Now, wherever you guys find your podcast, you'll be able to find Keep Hope Alive. We are in the midterms of season 16 already. I'm very excited about that. We have a bunch of guest speakers still lined up to be on the show. And we're going to make it fun this year, too. I have a lot of things up my sleeve. So just give me a little bit more time. You've been patient with me so far. But remember, if you have any questions about maybe you wanting to be a guest on the show or be active with Keep Hope Alive, please reach out to us. My email is Nadine@keephopealivepodcast.com. So once again, Rod, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure, and I will definitely get all your information up. And I wish you the best of luck with the game. I know it's going to go farther and farther. In today's world, you know, it should have picked up in COVID, right? COVID would have been a good time.
Right.
But I think if we can dedicate family night, you know, not so much a date. You could turn it into a date night too game, couldn't you?
Yep. Yeah.
No.
I want to do some couples retreats and stuff like that too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, that's cool. Well, I can't wait to see all your new ventures. So I want to keep in touch with you and find out, maybe bring you back on to the show in another year or two to see what you put out. Okay.
I'll be glad to come back. I enjoyed it, Nadine. Thank you.
Aw, well, thank you so much. Well, guys, until next time, love and light. We'll see you the next show. Bye, guys.